This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. Educators and other Oklahoma City residents spoke out against a MAPS sales tax and bond proposal at this week's council meeting. The $1.1 billion proposal will be voted on in September. Today on the Business Intelligence Report, I'm speaking with Journal Record editor Ted Struley about the issue and why local filmmakers want to see more in-state production companies. Ted, we talked about the tax and general obligation bond proposals a couple of weeks ago. Before we go any further, could you first kind of give us a quick rundown of what they do?
Sure. The bond issue is necessary to pay for projects such as street repairs, emergency response systems, drainage, that kind of thing. And a portion of the new tax, sales tax, would be temporary, generating money for capital projects, but the other portion would be permanent. It would generate between $30 and $60 million for the city over the first couple years.
All right, so these proposals will go toward infrastructure repairs. But this week, reporter Brian Bruce wrote about why it's gathering some opposition from educators, for instance. What are they arguing against?
They just don't see filling potholes as their top priority. They say schools are really in trouble and education funding should be at the top of the list.
So why are these education proponents looking to MAPS money as a possible revenue source for schools?
Well, they're saying that, you know, fixing streets isn't going to help business if our school system scares people away from moving here. They say the legislature broke its promise to give schools more money this year. So they're looking for any kind of help they can find financially. Oklahoma City's per pupil spending is less than half the national average, so they'll take any money they can get.
But under the way that schools are funded in Oklahoma, is it even possible that this type of sales tax or bond proposal could fund schools?
It is if they're careful. Oklahoma City and Tulsa have both found ways to put sales tax money into schools. They just have to be sure it's used for very specific purposes. So in Oklahoma City, for example, the second MAPS tax paid for the construction or renovation of 70 schools, as well as a lot of technology and vehicles, and that frees up money the school district can use elsewhere.
So are there any other options that are on the table for the city to increase funding for education?
Well, a temporary income tax was proposed, but that was met with a lot of resistance. Cities really aren't supposed to fund schools in Oklahoma. Education costs are the responsibility of state government. So there's a lot of political pushback from city councilors who want to stick to traditional infrastructure and emergency response concerns.
All right, well, I want to switch gears and talk about Oklahoma's film industry for just a minute. The Dead Center Film Festival was held last week. Also, during the last legislative session, lawmakers cut the state's film industry rebate, but they didn't completely eliminate it. Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming wrote that some local filmmakers see some drawbacks to making films here. What are the downsides of Oklahoma filmmaking?
The big one is that there are a lot of post-production services that just aren't available in Oklahoma, and that slows down production. There aren't any companies that can do the computer-aided general models that a lot of films rely on. There aren't any Oklahoma-based distribution companies. Those were two of the missing services we heard the most about.
So what do filmmakers do if they don't have those services available here in Oklahoma?
They get it done elsewhere. We talked to filmmakers who had to get parts of their movies done in California or overseas. One filmmaker we interviewed uses a company in Russia, and most of the distributors are either in California or New York.
So why aren't there these distributors or post-production shops here in Oklahoma?
They told us they're skeptical about the rebate program, which is always discussed here as something that could be cut. And it's scheduled to come to an end in 2024. So it's hard for a company to justify all the startup costs if they think they're going to be gone in, you know, 5 to 6 years because the movie-making business will migrate to states that still have incentives.
We've been talking today with Journal Record editor Ted Struley. Ted, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org, and you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.